Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to week one of our 6-week journey into the Spirit. Each week, we'll be uncovering a new aspect of the Holy Spirit and how He works within us, the believer, and helps us in our daily lives. And we will end on Pentecost.
Yes.
So that is the day that the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. They call that the birth of the church. That is where it all began, and the mission was kicked off at that moment.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah. I do want to mention, you know, you've heard of acai and goji berries and blackberries, blueberries, cherries, grapes, pomegranates, raspberries, and strawberries. Those are all classified as superfruits. But you know what? There's one fruit that I have never seen on those lists that you get on superfruits to buy at the store. You know what that fruit is?
What is that fruit?
That fruit is the fruit of the Spirit.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, you know, they talk about superfruits as being nutrient-rich fruits that just totally heal you and just nurture and heal your body. But always, I mean, the fruit of the Spirit does much more than just
that. Definitely. The presence of the Spirit within a believer will produce the superfruit that we have probably heard of before called the fruit of the Spirit. Now, one thing I think is important to point out, the fruit of the Spirit is quite a bit different than the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And I was confused on this when we first started unpacking the fruit of the Spirit.
So what we'll do is over the next four weeks, after this episode today, we're just going to kind of give you an overview. The next 4 weeks, we'll talk about the different aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. And then the following week, we'll talk about the difference that the baptism of the Holy Spirit makes in a believer's life. The moment that you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God coming in and uniting with your spirit internally. And that's what we call being born again. And you pass from death to life because now your spirit is connected with the Holy Spirit of God and you become one spirit with Him.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Woohoo!
Yeah, there is that scripture. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. That's like one as in inseparable.
One.
Can't tell best one buddies from the other.
Yeah. And so that people might be asking, what is that, the fruit of the Spirit?
Well, the fruit of the Spirit, I think we should probably read that because
Galatians 5:22.
You don't want Rick's ideas. You want God's ideas. So Galatians 5:22, I'm going to read that for you today from the New King James Version. And this is Paul writing to the church of Galatia. He says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control."
And fruitfulness could be faithfulness as well.
Faithfulness, yeah. Oh, did I say fruitfulness? Where was I going with that? No, it does. It says faithfulness. Yes, faithfulness. Excuse me. My bad. But I want to point out to you that it says the fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruits.
Right.
I hear a lot of people say fruits of the Spirit. And while that's kind of a minor thing, you may be thinking to yourself that why is that important? It's important because you have to know that the source of the fruit is the one spirit that lives inside of you.
Just
and all of those things are part of the fruit. It's like a fruit with 9 nutrients.
Yeah.
Densely packed inside. And if you have one, you have them all in that fruit.
Yeah, and they said if you don't have all of them, then
you're... Have you ever seen a lopsided fruit? No, you do have them all inside of you because you have the Spirit inside of you, and those are all of His attributes. It's the Spirit of God, and these are all the attributes of God, right?
Yeah. They say when you have them, you're walking in the Spirit. That's something that...
Right. That's the key point is even though you have them, you don't display them automatically.
Right.
You have to tap into them and you have to allow the Spirit to produce those in your life.
So He produces those things. And then when we step out, we are walking in the Spirit. And that's what they, you know, what I've read is they said that's when it radiates out to other folks to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole point, and it's what Jesus said in Matthew 7:14 or 7:16, excuse me. You will know them, talking about His disciples, by their fruit.
They're healthy in spirit.
Yeah. So have you ever met somebody that you just knew was a believer, even though they didn't say it? It's those things that you're picking up on. Those things, those qualities, as they're walking in the Spirit, show, and you get that confirmation.
You know, we've done that before. We're like, we know they're a believer. And then later on, they'll say something like, I knew it.
Yep.
I totally knew it.
Yeah.
You can just see Jesus through them. It just...
Yep. And it's familiar because it resonates and your spirit confirms that.
It's good.
Connection. Pretty cool.
I would love for you to read the scripture in that upper room when Jesus appears to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it kind of sets it up. And that'll set up the difference between being born again and then later when we talk about Pentecost, because it's...
Yeah, it's totally different. In John 20, 22 through 23, this is when Jesus appeared to the disciples after His resurrection. They're all locked in a house with the doors locked and the windows closed. Because they were terrified. The Jews were hunting down Christians after Jesus' crucifixion.
And so the doors were all locked.
Yeah.
And He appeared inside.
He appeared just...
And they're like, whoa.
Hi, there He is. And He said to them, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So good.
So this was the first time that the Holy Spirit had been given and come inside to dwell since Adam. Excepting Jesus, of course. But the first time that the Holy Spirit was able to indwell and get united with the spirit of a human since Adam. That's pretty amazing stuff. But I want you to notice something. Nothing about them changed on the outside. Because we know this because they were still there
still
a week later. Locked inside, hiding from the Jews. And Jesus appeared to them again. Remember when Doubting Thomas was, or Thomas the disciple who became known as Doubting Thomas, was with them. And then Jesus appeared to them again.
So, well, and Jesus said... So, come place your hand in my wounds. He's like, wait a minute. Where were you? How did you weren't even here when I said that. So how did you know that? And he didn't even do it.
Yeah.
Because he believed.
Yep.
At that moment.
So, outwardly, nothing really changed for them. They had received the Holy Spirit on the inside. The Holy Spirit had come and united with their spirit and they were born again, but nothing really changed on the outside. So we have this journey from this point there for a week of weeks. That's 49 days. And then the day after, the 50th day, is Pentecost. Let me read what happened on the day of Pentecost, the 50th day after this day. This will come out of Acts 2, verse 1 through 4, and I'm going to read again from the New King James Version. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as if a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So this is what in the church they refer to as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This doesn't mean they didn't have the Spirit in living inside of them. This is an outward, it's like being dunked with goo. What was that show where they used to dump the slime?
That's right.
When if you got a, they got the question wrong and then they got the slime dumped on them or something.
Yeah, but this time you get the question right.
This time you get the question right and you want the slime. Because it's not slime, it's the Holy Spirit and it gets all over the outside of you.
And everyone else you come in contact with.
And everyone else, because if you read on further in Acts, what happens? Man, all kinds of cool stuff. Peter stands up. Remember, Peter's been hiding along with these other disciples.
Yeah.
And he gets baptized in the Holy Spirit. What does he do? He stands up fearless because the whole town heard this sound. And they were all flocking to the area to find out what that noise was. Mm-hmm. And here's these people all speaking in other tongues. Oh my gosh, these people are drunk. So Peter stands up and says, no, it's not drunk. We have the Spirit of God. And he preached his very first sermon, if you want to call it that, his very first message he preached. 3,000 Jews got saved at that moment. 3,000.
In one day.
In one message.
Yep.
Which is awesome. And then from there on out, the church just exploded because of these disciples that had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They were going out, they were doing miracles, they were healing people. The story of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful.
My favorite.
Yeah. That was after they had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They didn't pray for him.
Nope.
They didn't
give him silver.
Give him silver. Do you give him gold? They reached down and said, what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus.
Bam.
Get up and walk.
Bam. And he walked.
And boom.
Walked.
They hauled him to his feet and he went into the temple
dancing,
jumping and leaping and praising God, saying, woohoo!
And he'd been there for, everyone saw him every day.
Mm-hmm.
In just one moment.
That one moment. Everything changed. So, I hope we didn't confuse you there. That is kind of the difference between the indwelling Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling Holy Spirit is what happens internally with you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes on you in power. And some people call that the anointing, where it's like you get drenched in oil or slime, you know, and they call that the anointing. That is something that's totally separate.
Well, so over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the elements of the Holy Spirit. So think of a fruit basket. It's a fruit basket. All of those things are in them. Or like you said, one piece of fruit has fiber, nutrients, all those things. So
yeah, we're going to talk about all the nutrients of the super fruit called the fruit of the Spirit.
And the first three are love, joy, and peace. And those are the attributes that are directed inward to the believer. Mm-hmm. And the second is long-suffering, which is patience. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they call it long-suffering. Suffering, because you have to be wait for a long time.
For those of us who don't have patience, it's suffering to wait so long.
Yes.
For people.
And kindness and goodness. And those apply outward to the believer. And then the final trio, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the hidden attributes primarily that God sees. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll just break those up and then we'll end at Pentecost with
the power.
The power!
Oh, here's a cool little tidbit, factoid.
Factoid.
The power that the Holy Spirit produces in your life, in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, do you know what the Greek word for that power is?
I know. I'm not going to say it.
Dunamis.
Dynamite.
Dunamis is the word that we get the English word dynamite from. It's explosive power and it's massive power.
Dunamo?
Dunamis.
Dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
Dunamis.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was a cool factoid that I discovered a long time ago.
And of course you did.
And I wanted it.
You wanted the power.
I wanted it. I wanted the power.
It's like wearing a super cape.
Yeah.
I wanted to put on the fruit of the Spirit.
I wanted to
not to put it onward,
save
it's inside.
As many
it's like
as
the
I
big
could.
Super it's like the like Superman has the big S on it. We have the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, we'll just have to put a big stick of dynamite on the front of our blue
FS
tights. There you go.
I've got the power. It dwells within me. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm going to share it with everybody. Even if you don't like it, you're going to get some.
There you go.
Just saying. I shouldn't be singing.
Hey, to the joy, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, a joyful noise.
No, that's what the joy produces sometimes. It's just noise.
Yes.
Well, we should probably wrap this up.
Yes, we should.
How about praying us out?
Dear God, we come to you today and thank you so much for the Holy Spirit that you've given to us, that dwells within us. Please let us understand more about that Holy Spirit as we continue this journey over the next several weeks. Let us learn more about how to not only allow the Spirit to create that fruit that just guides us in the right direction, helps us in our actions towards others, but let us understand more so that we can pour out onto others, those that are suffering, those that maybe are in pain or in dark places. Let us bring them into the light through the Holy Spirit, into you. Let us share your love with them, the love that we know and that we're so grateful for. Let us just become on fire for you. And let us just be that spark in others' lives so that they too know the love that we know and that you're there always for them. We just ask over the next several weeks that you enlighten us more and just let us understand more about the Holy Spirit. Let us understand more about you and let us just continue to draw closer to you in everything that we do. And in your precious name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen and amen.
And amen and amen.
Amen. Good stuff. Well, thank you for joining us and coming back. We will see you next week at same bat channel.
Same bat time.
Same bat time.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yes. On Tuesdays, every Tuesday for the next 6 weeks. Well, six, including today.
Yep. We will be journeying to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To Pentecost.
Shall we leave him with some peace?
Yes, in perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
We love you. We'll see you next time.
Yes, we'll see you next time.